Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
The personalization is the thing that is going to make a difference in the next year or two with all this AI technology going out there, because otherwise everybody is going to start creating the same thing. You're going to communicate the same way. You're going to see the same message everywhere.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Hello, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Ash Patel, and I'm with today's guest, Vanessa Alfaro. Today's episode is brought to you by BAM Capital, a trusted multifamily syndicator that has never missed a preferred payment and never lost an LP's investment. To learn more about investment opportunities with BAM Capital, visit capital.thebamcompanies.com or click the link in the show notes. Vanessa is joining us from Houston, Texas. She and I had a conversation not too long ago. So if you Google Joe Fairless and Vanessa Alfaro, our interview will pop up. And it was an amazing conversation about AI and a lot of things going on in real estate. Vanessa is the founder of Venus Capital Partners, co-founder of Luna X AI, as well as an entrepreneur, a real estate investor with $50 million of assets under management. And if you're on social media, if you're at all connected to the real estate world, you will know Vanessa. She is on a lot of the top stages. She's very well connected, and I'm excited to have this conversation with her today. So best ever listeners, thank you again for joining us. Vanessa, if you would, please give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to talk to you again this year, especially at the beginning of 2024, because many exciting things are happening in real estate and in AI as well. So my name is Vanessa Faro. I am the founder of Venus Capital Partner, which is a multifamily private equity firm focused on technology and innovation to provide investors with the best opportunities that we can find. We have been doing multifamily, but actually we're open to do more things this year, like office spaces and commercial, which is your field. Plus that, I'm also the founder of Luna X AI and some other companies, a production company. I'm also writing a book. And I have a few things I manage. For 15 years, I had two large marketing companies in Latin America, a trade show company, and that's it for now.
Vanessa, amazing. There's so much to dive into, but one of the things that you are an expert on is real estate and AI. Now, there's a sea of AI experts. If you look at Instagram, everybody's an AI expert, right? But you are practically using AI for not only acquisitions, but property management and essentially running your business. And again, best ever listeners, you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't listen to that first interview. Vanessa gave us so many nuggets of advice and practical tips on how to use AI for real estate. But Vanessa, 2024, have we peaked out with AI usage? What's going to happen with real estate and AI?
Oh, we are still at this crashing the surface with AI. And 2024 is going to be a very important year for the implementation of AI in corporations. Last year, I focused, even when I was talking to you, last year was very basic talking about AI, the basis of what we can do. And I was actually trying to open the eyes to people in business of why it is important to pay attention to this. But now, if you allow me, I'm going to go a little bit deeper. So you're right. So for people that hasn't watched that episode, please go back and check that out as well. Because these AI technologies that we're seeing right now, there has never been a technology that has been adapted so fast as this technology. Now, the pace of the technology is still slow compared to the pace of the technology is advancing. Let me rephrase that. These technologies are about advancing really fast. People is adapting these technologies really fast as well, even faster than any other technology. But we can still catch up with the technology because this is advancing so fast. So in 2023, we saw a lot of things happening. People has been a little bit overwhelmed. But in 2024, what I believe that we're going to see is people trying to implement these technologies. Now, if you don't do it the right way, you're going to spend so much time and energy, and you're not going to have a competitive edge. This is what 2024 is going to focus. Because on real estate, if we go to real estate, a lot of things are happening. Still, we're still in the middle of the storm. We're still with interest rates. Occupancy is going down. Vacancies are going high. So we're going to see a big difference in 2024 in good operators to not so good operators. Cash calls everywhere. It has been a very hard 2023. People stopped distributions. But in 2024, we're going to see also a difference in between good operators that are using technology and artificial intelligence and good operators that are not, because all these technologies are going to be able to help us and everything that we're doing in our business in a way that other companies that are not using it are not going to be able to catch up. And I'm going to go to a specific examples because I know you like a specific examples.
That was my next question. If you would give us a few specifics, because you're right, it is overwhelming. And for people that haven't gotten started, where do you start?
You have to start with the basic chatbots and understand what the capabilities are. What people is doing right now is using a chatbot like ChatGPT or Claude or Bing or Bar and just playing around with social media. And what this has created is a lot of content and usually bad content creation. So that's a low-hanging fruit. People is using that to create social media posts or all these things. We are way past that. We are creating a specific AI's private versions that we can customize. We have customized AIs that we can use for our specific unique needs. So at this era in our company, what we have is specific chatbots for the needs that we have. To give you an example, we have created a chatbot for financials that can analyze all the financials or the properties and can give us projections and can save a lot of time for our team to understand how we're meeting the projections or how we're going to forecast what is going with the property, what is going wrong in a specific area of the asset management. That's in a specific chatbot that we have created with our criteria. Another example, we have created as well an AI chatbot that is actually a clone of me that has all my information, my personality, my desk assessment, the way that I talk. It has analyzed all my podcasts and can actually reply and write social medias. So at this level of personalization is that we are going towards 2024. We have created another chatbot that is specifically for analyze underwrite deals. So our analysts can do basic underwriting and analysis of market research and see if that deal is actually something that fits in our criteria with this chatbot. And it's a conversation back and forth. I personally use it a lot because I don't have time. When I have a phone call from the broker or I have a call with my acquisition team, sometimes I don't have time to go over 10 spreadsheets, right? I just want to see the bullet point. I want to see, is this really good? It has what we need in our box or not? So I use this chatbot a lot because I can just tell 3 or 4 pieces of information and can analyze the deal, can give me information about the market, things like that.
Vanessa, how do you learn all of this about AI? Do you learn it from AI?
Well, you can actually learn from AI and you can actually create a system that AI can teach you many things. But I have been into technology for a long time and actually has been studying with the MIT for some time as well. And I've been following this trend for about 5 to 7 years already. Now, AI has been here for a long time. When you use Alexa, that's AI. When you use Siri, that's AI. But what actually got me excited is when ChatGPT came out and all these apps that are actually sometimes based on ChatGPT, OpenAI, make this technology available for everybody, for small companies, for small corporations. So now this is not owned by Amazon. It's not only Amazon that can have a Siri. I can have a Siri if I want to for my company because the technology is available. The other thing that is interesting, Ash, is that this technology with the time becomes cheaper and cheaper and more accessible. So one of the things that I say to people is if you're trying a new AI technology, don't engage for a year because we're still at the beginning of this phase. So if you engage for a year, it may be you can have another one that is better in 3 months and cheaper than actually the one that you had for a year. So it's important to understand that this is advancing really, really fast. So for any technology, I do not suggest to engage for a long term.
When you say don't engage, does that mean don't use it, don't play with it, don't try it?
No, try, of course, but don't sign a contract and don't pay for a year. Don't sign a contract for a year for $5,000. I have seen this in 2023. Many apps that are really, really good that you can use, there was $5,000, is now $500. This is how fast, because the competitions are coming. And as the time passes, they're becoming cheaper. The technology is more accessible.
That's a great tip. Vanessa, a question that's been in the back of my mind since our first interview was you've been in real estate for many years, and it just seems like all of a sudden, you're everywhere. You're on some great stages. You're connected with some of the top people in real estate, and you're all over social media. Where did all that come from? What changed? Was that a conscious effort to put yourself out there? Better way to ask that question, why didn't we know Vanessa 5 years ago? Why do we know her so well now?
Very good question. You know why? Because I own a marketing company for 15 years. My company was actually doing PR for other companies. We did digital marketing for other people, for celebrities as well in Latin America. And I know how hard it is. And I know how demanding of time it is. And I didn't want to put myself in that position, number one. Number two, I honestly didn't feel, Ash, that I had something of value to provide to people. Everybody's talking about the same. The economy, what's happening in 2023, interest rate. I'm not an economist. I'm an innovator. That's why I'm an entrepreneur. So when all this AI came and we decided we're going to embed the company in technology and innovation, that's when I start saying to other people, my competitors, you guys have to use this. You are not paying attention to what really can make a huge change in your business in the next 5 years. And I have an abundance mindset. So for me, it was important to put this out. Actually, last year in Best Ever was the time that my mindset decided to change. And I decided to go out there and start talking about this because we couldn't find people in Best Ever talking about AI. Nobody was talking about this. I actually talked to the biggest syndicators and I asked them, what are you doing in AI? And nobody was doing anything. They didn't even know what I was talking about in AI. And at that point, I said, this is the time that I have to be there and start talking to the biggest syndicators and to the smallest operators, because this is a huge change in the way that you do business if you are a small operator, because this technology is the only way that you can compete with the bigger operators right now. You don't have the people, you don't have the money. Okay? If you have this technology, and maybe are you and your partner, and you know how to use it right, you have the power of 10 people in just one or two. So that's why I decided to be here. No, I have to add something else regarding marketing. Marketing is a very time-consuming task. As you know, if you are in social media, you have to create content. You have to maintain your social media presence. You have to answer comments. And AI is now giving us the opportunity to do that in a more efficient way. So now I can do what it can actually take 45 days. We can do that in 2 days only. Create videos, create content. I have my voice clone. I have my video clone. I have my AI clone that can help me to create content in the same way that I would do. So it's making things easier for me to be there and be on social media. And that is the reason why you see me right now on social media, on stages and all these things. I have a message that I want everybody to hear because I believe it's going to make the difference in your business in the next few years.
What are some practical pieces of software, practical advice that real estate people can use today?
Sure. For financials and operations, you have to start trying again AI. It could be Claude, it could be ChatGPT. And with these chatbots, you can analyze data, you can analyze financial statements, you can analyze projections, you can actually understand the profile of the investors that can invest in that type of a deal. I think that what is happening is that people know that AI exists. They don't know the capabilities of AI. So when they go in front of one of these chatbots, they don't know what to do. So they don't know the capabilities on how you can actually do things in your business with the chatbot. So they just try for a few things. They think it's just another search like Google and they pass. But you don't know what you don't know. And that's one of the things that I have been focused for the last few months with Luna X. Because when you go and understand what are the capabilities is when you actually can use it. So for financials and operations, as I said, one of these chatbots is good. For marketing as well, low-hanging fruit, I will say to create a clone of you with a chatbot that actually when you're going to create content for your company or for you, you have actually original content and it doesn't sound like everybody else content that is posting on social media. You start recognizing when something is AI created. You start seeing it everywhere. And then for acquisitions, you can also use a chatbot to analyze your deal. Or as we did, we created a specific chatbot for multifamily. But if you tell me, Ash, what is the criteria for the commercials that you have, we can create a chatbot for analyzing a specific commercial and a specific criteria that you have. So I have a good one for you. We have a chatbot that can actually understand and analyze investor and broker's personality. So this is interesting, and this is a game changing for investor relations and acquisition, because one of the things that is hard for us, especially small operators that are starting in the business, that they don't have relationship with brokers, is how do I create a rapport with someone? How do I connect with a broker? I have to make 100 phone calls. And with investor relations, when you talk to someone, sometimes someone wants direct answers, and sometimes other people just want to chat a little bit more and be more engaged with the family or something else. So how do you know how to talk to someone if you haven't met that person? So we have an AI chatbot that can help us to understand the personality of the person even before we meet that person. And I run that with you, Ash. You want to hear what it says?
Yeah, I'd love to.
About you?
Maybe I'm a little scared, but yeah.
It's okay. It's public information. So this is based on the DISC report. So it says that you're very similar than me. Let me see if I can find it here. Okay. Yes, you're very similar than me. You're a driver, so you're a high D. And I'm also a high D, but I am an initiator. It says that you like to be direct and creative. We are pretty similar. Ash personality. Ash tends to be a quick thinker, ambitious, and draw to calculated risk. Your risk tolerance is very similar than me. You like to focus on answer and specific data. And I can see some behaviors as well. Okay.
Well, let's hear the behaviors, because those are what gets me in trouble usually.
So if I'm talking to you, it's the best to use an energetic, assertive tone, speak with high energy, and answer questions directly. Highly competitive advantage of your product. I have to focus on highly competitive advantage of my products. Focus on high-level summaries rather than deep diving on specific questions. For you, don't be over-friendly. Be assertive and push back when you need to. Don't sugarcoat or use vague, overly optimistic language to describe the value of the product. Don't focus on risk or downside. Does that sound like you?
That's 100% me.
I have more information, but I just don't want to disclose everything about you in front of a podcast.
That is amazing. How do you do that?
We have a technology that we connect to a LinkedIn profile. Through the LinkedIn profile, we can get a full DISC assessment. And what we are working right now is on creating a chatbot with potential investors can actually go to our website, connect to the chatbot, and the chatbot is going to ask for the email. The email is going to research the personality of the person, and then we're going to send in a specific package of the properties that we're offering in the language that he will receive better than other person. And the chatbot will do everything without the involvement of a human. And the chatbot will be actually my face. It will be actually my video. It will actually say the name of the person. It is really impressive. And we are doing that not just because it's fancy. We're doing that because we believe that personalization is the thing that is going to make a difference in the next year or two with all this AI technology going out there. Because otherwise, everybody is going to start creating the same thing. You're going to communicate the same way. You're going to see the same message everywhere.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. Are you looking to raise money from private investors to buy commercial real estate? SyndicationAttorneys.com is here to guide you every step of the way. At SyndicationAttorneys.com, they do more so you can do more. They create real estate syndication and fund offering documents, but they also educate you on the ins and outs of raising private money, ensure your offerings comply with security laws, and help you structure fair deals with investors so everybody wins. With reasonable lump sum fees and over $2.75 billion in security offerings created, SyndicationAttorneys.com has the expertise you need. But that's not all. SyndicationAttorneys.com also offers weekly attorney-led masterminds, networking, and strategy sessions through their pre-syndication consulting agreements. To learn more, visit SyndicationAttorneys.com today to get started. And this offer is not available to Florida residents.
Vanessa, on that note, do you ever fear that you lose authenticity? And I'll give you an example. I'm curious, you mentioned earlier that you can field broker calls because we get a lot of calls from brokers, and I would love to take them all because maybe one out of 50 could offer a great deal. But I don't have the time to do that, right? You mentioned that you have a chatbot that fields those calls. Does the broker know that it's a chatbot, or do they assume it's you?
Well, there's two different things. We have this chatbot that can see the personality of the broker. So if I'm going to talk to a broker, I'm going to go to the chatbot first to see how to communicate with him. Do I have to be clear, fast, straight to the point? Or should I create a little bit more of rapport with this person? That's one chatbot. There is another chatbot that actually can be a voice chatbot that we can have a back and forth conversation with the broker, which we already have that for the tenants in the properties. We already have that. So if you call to some of my properties, you get a chatbot answering the phone. And this chatbot is so realistic, Ash, that you wouldn't believe it. It's so realistic. The chatbot is going to ask you if you want to rent an apartment. It's going to ask you a few questions. It's going to send you by email the application. It's going to book the appointment for you to show up. If you don't show up, it's going to follow up with you. It's going to call you back. It's going to text you. All that is going to be in our CRM. So we're going to see what's happening with that person and with that lead. And even if we rent the apartments and we want to turn on the chatbot to call back these people again in 2 weeks because we have another appointment available, we can do that. So now the technology went from text to text to text to voice in probably 10 months. And as I said, it's very realistic. I believe that the important thing here is to be transparent with everybody about what you're doing.
So don't fake it. Don't let them think you're talking to Vanessa when it's really a chatbot.
Right. Exactly. Don't say it's Vanessa. Don't say it's AI clone of Vanessa. Don't say it's actually AI chatbot or AI Ashley. So being transparent, I think it's important because I am super transparent. My investors know that we're focused on technology. And we use AI for optimizing. And at the end, this optimization is going to make and it's going to give them greater returns to their investment. That's the whole point. We're not doing this because it's fancy. We're doing this because we're optimizing operations and we can make more money for them and for us. So being transparent is the key.
You've done very well in multifamily. And you mentioned earlier that you are looking into other assets, office being one. I would encourage you to also add industrial and retail. What are you doing to learn those asset classes and invest in them?
Well, first of all, I'm going to talk to you because I have to go to the sources of those asset classes. But also my head of acquisition, he has been in this business for a long time. So he has a lot of knowledge on commercial as well. And even though we haven't been focused on that for this year, we see a very interesting opportunity. So we're going to go into more of different asset classes as well.
Good. And I would strongly encourage you to do that because all the technology that's available to and for multifamily folks, it seems like retail and office is lagging. It's also much more difficult to underwrite those assets because there's no playbook. With multifamily, it's relatively cookie cutter. And I don't mean that with any disrespect. analyzing deals. And because of that, that's why there have been books written on it. There's boot camps, webinars, YouTube videos on how to underwrite multifamily. With retail, every deal is completely unique. You can have a strip center. As a matter of fact, all of our strip centers that we buy, let's say we have a dozen tenants, there can be a dozen completely different leases. And what wins those deals often is creativity. You see one sentence in a 60-page lease that can really add value to the property that nobody else sees. So looking at it through different lenses. Now, knowing that, I'm going to put you on the spot. How can someone use AI to be really creative and find things that nobody else sees?
Well, good question. I was actually going to that. Even in the unstructured data that you feel that there is no a pattern, I can assure you that if you give me your 5 years of experience, of 10 years of experience of finding those deals, and we put all data into AI, AI will find the pattern. And if we find some patterns with the help of AI, probably for us, it will take a lot of time and human power to understand those patterns. But if we put that unstructured data, we put it into AI, and we find those patterns, and then we find, for example, those things that you say that you can find in the leases, we can easily create an AI that can analyze all those leases, and we look for the patterns or for specific things that you probably don't remember that you did in 9 years ago, but it can be there. At the end, the amount of data that AI can process is huge and is way bigger than the human brain. So I believe that even with commercial, because you're not the first person that says that commercial is unique. I understand it's unique. It's not as easy as multifamily. It's just like cookie cutter. But there must be a pattern and there must be certain things that you can find that then plug the information and the AI can help you to find those specific things. It will make things easier for you.
Got it. Can you give our listeners a few social media tips? And I want you to think back to when you made that mindset shift and, okay, I've got to put myself out there. I've got to show the world that I have this value to give. What are some things that our listeners can use AI for to help their social media presence?
Well, creating all the content, creating the automations. So if you have a message and you're raising capital, definitely social media is the place to be. Most of the syndicators are in social media because they are raising capital. So they have to create an image. And the best networking place right now is social media. So creating good content is more important than ever. It's not only about going on a networking event in person, which you have to do that as well. But the amount of people that you can reach with social media, you cannot do it going every weekend to a networking event. So that's very important. And now with AI, it's easier than ever. Now, I will also advise to be careful now with AI if you don't know how to use it. Because if you just go there and you open ChatGPT and you say, give me 30 social media piece of contents for Facebook, is going to give you crappy content that is probably going to sound not like you, and it's going to sound like someone else is posting. So you need to use certain prompts. You need to use some of your information as well, so the chatbot learns about you. And the best thing that I would say is just to create your AI clone, which is not as hard to do it, but to create your AI clone with your data, which, by the way, you can put this report as well, your this assessment, and start creating content that is actually like you. And that can take you only 4 hours. In Luna X, that's exactly the first 4 classes that we have is about how to create social media on video, on text, social media, how to actually easily going in front of camera, how to use the eyes correction, how to read a script. Right now, you don't even need to be looking at the camera because you can use an AI that corrects your eyes and makes it like you're looking at the camera. You can be reading a script. So all these tips, we give it to you, and it's a life changing because you can do this in 3 hours. And then what you need is 15 minutes a day, only 15 minutes a day, to engage with the people that matters the most to you. And that way you can create actually a very good database of investors. And then on top of that, you use the AI that we have to understand the investor's personality. When you have a phone call with them, you will be winning the game.
Do you have an education platform? Are you developing courses for this? Tell us more about that.
I do. I saw that necessity in the market, even after we spoke in our first podcast. People don't know where to go, specifically for real estate investors. So we created a program for small operators. So it's very accessible for small operators that are just starting in the business. It's just one or two people or three in the business. And we teach the basics of how to use AI and implement it with your CRM, with your social media, with investors' relation, and with asset management as well. So the four pillars on an operations for a real estate company. It's just a 3 months basic classes that they can take, and they go in depth and they learn a lot. But I think it's not about learning. It's actually learning something that you can use, because you can spend hours on YouTube to learn how to create an image, but you're not going to use that. That's not going to make you money in this business. So we have this platform with LunaX AI, and we also have a corporation plan. When we go to a corporation that's bigger, 10, 15, 20, 30 employees, and we help them to create a culture of AI, which is the hardest part right now, Ash, is how to shift the mindset of people from doing things the way that they were doing before to using AI and augmenting themselves to actually do more faster and better. So that mind shift is something very important.
Where do our listeners find out more about that?
They can go to LunaX AI, lunax.ai/registration. You can check about our 3 months short masterclass, and that's when you are going to learn actually the basis, which for our students, it has been game changing in their business. And I still say, this is not just anything. You just have to start somewhere and open your eyes of what you can do. We're going to start a new class actually in February. So you can go to lunax.ai/registration. If you want to check more about Venus Capital, you can go to Venus Capital, venuspartners.com as well. If you're a corporation as well, you can reach out to me on lunax.ai. You can reach out to us if you want to learn more about how we can help corporations on this.
Vanessa, thank you so much for your time again. A mind-blowing conversation. Please come back in a few months when this whole landscape has evolved again and share with us what you're working on. So thank you again.
My pleasure. There is so much information that I would like to share, but I know for some people it's a lot to get in just one 30 minutes conversation, but there is so much. We are doing also webinars, and we're trying to help these operators to actually win the game this 2024. I strongly believe there are going to be enough properties for everybody to buy.
Yeah, best ever listeners, I've seen Vanessa's webinar. She's out there. There's a ton of free content that she offers. So please follow her on all social media, and just an absolute wealth of knowledge. And with that note, best ever listeners, thank you again for joining us. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a 5-star review. Share this podcast with someone you think can benefit from it. Also, follow, subscribe, and have a best ever day.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access. And you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.